This video is made possible by Skillshare, home to over 15,000 classes that could teach you a new life skill. The first 500 people to sign up using the link in the description will get a 2-month free trial. The moon has always been an intimate part of humanity's existence. You can see it from anywhere on Earth, and the effect that it's had on our planet and culture is beyond significant. But, hypothetically, what would happen to us if we destroyed the whole thing? In 1958, the Soviet Union was beating America in the race to space. In response, the United States developed a plan called Project A-119, which involved detonating a nuclear bomb on the moon's surface. Knowing the explosion would be visible to people worldwide, the US government believed Project A-119 would provide both a morale boost to the American people and a show of force to intimidate the Soviet Union. Thankfully, the plan was scrapped in favor of landing actual people on the moon, but nuclear weapons wouldn't really be enough to destroy the moon anyway. To even come close, we would have to detonate an explosive up to several billion times more powerful than the entire nuclear arsenal of the world, which means that destroying the moon is currently impossible. But assuming that we develop some amazing destructive technology in the future and annihilate the moon, what would happen to us here on Earth? First, if the moon shattered into tiny little pieces, they might eventually coalesce into a brilliant ringed system around our planet. Fragments of the moon would frequently rain down onto the Earth's surface like meteorites, but not as destructive. While some meteorites hit Earth at speeds of over 100 kilometers per second, these lunar fragments would only be traveling at a fraction of that, around 8 kilometers per second. So their damage could be pretty bad, but not entirely catastrophic. Without the moon obscuring light from less bright objects, more stars would be visible from Earth's surface, and night skies would be significantly brighter, which would hopefully be a consolation for not being able to witness a solar eclipse ever again. Of course, without the moon, the tidal forces on the world's oceans and lakes would drop dramatically as well. Tides wouldn't completely go away because the sun also exerts a tiny force on them, but they would drop to about 25% of their current levels. Surfing as a sport would be severely less cool, and coastal communities would have to adapt to lives with a far smaller tides than usual. However, perhaps the most catastrophic effect that would happen without a moon would be the extreme change in Earth's axial tilt. Earth spins on its axis currently at 23.4 degrees. Over a period of tens of thousands of years, however, that tilt varies between 22.1 degrees to 24.5 degrees. The moon acts as a stabilizing force on this tilt, keeping it between these values. But without it, this stability would be lost forever. Earth's tilt could exceed 45 degrees at times in this scenario, spinning on its side. This would be very weird to get used to over time, because the poles wouldn't necessarily always be cold places, and the equator wouldn't necessarily always be a warm place. Imagine the extreme changes that would happen if all the ice in Antarctica melted and exposed a new continent open to human settlement, or if the equator began to be a region that got regular snow and ice of their own. Ice ages would hit different parts of the planet at different times every few thousands of years. But that's the thing. These changes wouldn't be immediate and you wouldn't notice much of a change in your lifetime. But fast forward maybe 5,000 years into the future, and Earth could be totally unrecognizable, which, in a geological time frame, is basically instant. Sure, moon fragments would probably rain down to our surface and cause some damage, and the severe reduction in tides would be weird for some people to get used to, but if the moon were to be destroyed, it would not cause an instant apocalypse. The real damage to our planet wouldn't be obvious until far into the future. Perhaps the most terrible part about destroying the moon for us in the present would be robbing us of our stepping stone out into the rest of the universe. Fate and circumstance gave civilization on Earth an incredible gift in the moon, a practice test nearby to home for space missions, and a natural launch pad into the rest of the solar system. Without it, this natural advantage would be permanently lost. But thankfully, since we live in reality and we won't actually destroy it, we may take advantage of it again soon. If you want to take advantage of your own stepping stone towards a new project or business, then I suggest that you check out Skillshare.com next, where you can watch thousands of different classes covering almost any subject that you can think of. As you may have heard, I recently released my book that I spent nearly a year writing on Amazon. I'm now writing a fiction story and I've been finding their classes on creative writing to be a wonderful resource. You can teach yourself pretty much any skill online these days, and Skillshare is the perfect place to do it. The classes offered are professional and easy to understand that follow a clear learning curve. You could even learn the skills to create your own business like I did with Real Life Lore through easy classes for animation and editing. Premium memberships usually start at $10 per month for unlimited access to all courses. But the first 500 people to sign up using the link in the description of this video will get a 2-month free trial. In those next 2 months, you could easily learn the skills you need to create your new hobby or business, just like I did with this channel. So think about it right now. What skill have you been putting off learning recently? What idea have you been dreaming of finishing, but you aren't sure if you have the skills to do it? Why shouldn't you start right now and sign up to Skillshare for free using the link below? You really have nothing to lose, and an extremely valuable life skill to gain.